Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is. How are you? End of your week. I hope you're up at the USCCA Expo, catching this on a podcast, or maybe listening later on after you had a great time on the floor of the Kentucky Exposition Center. The Expo this year is huge, about twice the size it was last year. And I understand from some reports on the floor when the doors opened earlier today that the crowd is quite substantial. Now, that's great. That's a great indicator, because that means tomorrow, which will no doubt be the busiest day of all, will be extremely busy if the afternoon today was any indication. So really cool stuff there. If you can make it to the Kentucky Exposition Center, the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo is in full swing, baby. Rob Pincus is talking about it. You can walk up and meet Mr. Alan Gottlieb. He is there. Mike Pworski from Arms Room is there, and a whole bunch of others. There are too many vendors to name, but an awful lot of fun being had by all. I wish I were up there meeting everybody. I apologize for that, but as you know, some circumstances here on the home front made it impossible. And sometimes family comes first. You got to make that decision from time to time, and that's the only way to make it. Let me start off today with something that will, it'll probably anger you, but it lets you know what the other side of the equation thinks about you. Take a listen to this, and I'm quoting. "You are killing children, and they call people like me Hollywood liberals, like there's something in it for us. Well, what's in it for us is knowing we're doing our part to keep our children alive." Speaking up about this puts literal targets on our backs and for sick bullying and lies about us, and it narrows the people who will support our work. We sell half as many tickets because we're standing up for what is right. And you see that, politicians? You can make a little less money and be able to look at yourself in the mirror with no blood on your hands. We are fighting for the survival of innocent victims. But you're too busy counting money and hating anyone who disagrees with you to realize that you are digging the graves of the people you are sworn to protect. There are plenty of NRA members and gun owners who want sensible gun laws. I applaud them, and I stand with them. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones who ignore the halls of the schools filling with blood and tears, and pictures of the children who should still be with us. You know who said that? The cousin of New York's Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, the not very funny Amy Schumer. As she is surrounded by her own armed security details. The hypocrisy from these lunatics knows no boundaries. And you know what she's doing for sensible gun laws and standing up while you have blood on your hands? Nothing. She's talking. She's bloviating. She's saying things that make her feel good while every function she attends, she is surrounded by armed security, as is her cousin, Chuck Schumer. The hypocrisy of these elitists knows no boundaries. Our schools are filling with blood. Did you catch that? But she's fighting for the survival of innocent victims. And we're supposed to cry for her because she sells half as many tickets. Because she's standing up for what's right. No, you're not selling half as many tickets for standing up for what's right. You're selling half as many tickets because you're not that funny, number one. And number two, we don't appreciate you coming after our rights and calling us murderers, telling us we have blood on our hands, and wondering how we sleep at night. Let me tell you something, Ms. Schumer. I sleep just fine at night, knowing I'm protected, knowing my children are protected, knowing that the gun on my hip, the guns in my safe, and the shotgun up against my bed keeps my home and my family safe. Just like the guns you use to keep yourself safe. You hypocrite, you. Unbelievable, isn't it? But it's really not. But it's unbelievable, but it's really not. But it is, but it's really not. But it is, but it's not. You understand what I'm saying? Because it really is, but it's not. Let's go to Lee, the gun writer Williams in Sarasota from the Herald Tribune, and get some commentary.
Hey, hey, brother.
Lee, I understand the Florida schools are filling with blood. The hallways are filling with blood.
Well, first of all, Amy Schumer not selling tickets is not due to her, any political stance she's taken. I am no prude, as you well know, but this woman is vile and disgusting. Her humor is classless and humorless. Her attempts at humor, I should say. Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with her political beliefs or her stance on firearms. She is just less than funny, brother. And now she's going out as a martyr of some type because she's anti-gun. Yeah, nah, whatever. She couldn't fill some of these theaters down here if the tickets were free, if they paid people to go there. Just completely classless and humorless.
I've had polyps funnier than her, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she is less than fun, but she's a martyr and a hero now, I guess. Or at least trying to comport herself as one.
The self-aggrandizing here is just incredible from these people. Standing up for what is she doing to stand up for what's right? Standing in front of a microphone and calling me a murderer, telling me I have blood on my hands and asking me how I sleep well at night. But that stage that she's on is protected by firearms, and she has her own security details.
Of course she does.
So.
Of course she does.
The hypocrisy, yeah, I go back to, Val Kilmer playing Doc Holliday in the movie Tombstone. My hypocrisy only goes so far. My hypocrisy knows no bounds. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Just absolute incredible. But it's not. But it is. But it's really not. But it is. But it's not. You see. So how do you want to close out on her? Because I'm kind of done looking at her name, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm trying not to picture her in some of the scenes I've seen her in her outfits that she wears on stage. And I agree with you totally, brother. Time to move on.
Here's the fun part. Here's some great advice for her and singers and actors and everybody else. Shut up, be funny, entertain us, and stay out of our politics. And guess what? We'd all be better off for it. We'd all be better off for it. We'd laugh. You'd make more money. We'd have fun, and life would be good. We don't care what you think. We don't give a crap what you think about anything. So having said that, let's go. Let me take you to New Jersey now, okay? Oh, this is unbelievable. But it's not. But it is. But it's not. But you see where I'm going with this. It's really unbelievable. But it's really not. But it is. But it's not. This is from the NRA-ILA, Institute for Legislative Action. New Jersey, Senate Committee Action Monday includes magazine restriction. Take a listen, Lee, to six bills on the agenda in New Jersey. And the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action is begging people to get there and take a stand. And as much as I hate to say this, and I know I'm going to get called out on this, it doesn't matter in New Jersey. Everything you say falls on deaf ears. They're simply going through the motions with you. If you stand up to speak in favor of gun rights, if you show up at a state house or a legislative hearing in favor of gun rights, they are simply going through the motions because that's what Democrats do. Here's the bills on the agenda. We probably won't get through all of these before the break, but that's okay. We'll just take them into the next segment. S-102, Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg. She is a Democrat. That Senate Bill 102 is a magazine and gun ban. We're talking New Jersey here, Lee.
Gosh.
This is no bastion for gun rights, right?
Right, absolutely not. It's enemy territory, behind the lines type stuff.
This legislation would ban magazines with a capacity greater than 10. And according to the NRA-ILA, we all know magazine bans do nothing except punish the law-abiding. This bill would put honest citizens in jeopardy. And get this, the bill would turn the majority of New Jersey's 1 million gun owners into felons overnight. Overnight.
Tyranny. Right there. Pure and simple. Tyranny.
Lee,
that's how you define
Does a human being have the right or the moral right to enact a quote-unquote law that would turn law-abiding people into criminals overnight for committing no crime. Now, think about that. I want you to think about that through the break. Because when I come back, I want to ask that again. Because I want to talk about man-made law versus natural law, okay? So when we come back from this break, let's go there talking about this particular bill. Because, and again, I quote, this bill would turn the majority of New Jersey's 1 million gun owners into felons overnight. Can a human being possess the moral authority to even do that? Is that even possible? We'll be back with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, right after this. Don't go away. Attention, responsibly armed American. You are running out of time to claim your free mass shooting survival guide and audiobook. I recorded it for you. If you're listening right now, you know we live in a dangerous time. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. But you're about to miss your free, complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. It is brand new and it is completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com. It only takes seconds. It's completely free. It'll be gone soon, though, but you can finally learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. Plus, you can claim your copy in seconds. Again, it's 100% free. And if you act now, you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print off for your local school, church, or office. Don't miss this life-saving guided audiobook. This is your last week to claim. Go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, I'm going to go off script here for the remainder of today when I talk to you about the complete mass shooting survival guide, because today's the last day. Beginning Monday, there's a new promotion up. So if you want to grab this thing, and I highly recommend you grab this thing, okay? The complete mass shooting survival guide. It's absolutely free. It's at armedandresponsible.com. I did the audio for you, recorded 9 chapters for you. The PDF, it's a 9-chapter book in beautiful full color. It's absolutely gorgeous. You got it in PDF download. You've also got the audio version. If you're one of the few who sent me, and I think only 3 or 4 of you have sent me, I've seen your emails. I'll get you the link as soon as I can. Most of the people that I need to discuss that with are not available right now. But when they become available, and it doesn't matter if the promotion's so, I'll be able to send you there. So don't worry about that. But it is the audiobook that I'm talking about. Now, if you can't get it, I'll make sure that you can. But it is all available at armedandresponsible.com. This promotion changes. There's new copy coming up on Monday. So make sure to head over there and get this. You're also going to get the, again, for a limited time until Monday, but you're going to get the additional, what am I calling it? See, I'm going off script here. Maybe I ought to get on script, right? The security checklist for your office, church, or school. Make sure to pick this thing up. It is outstanding. It was made in real time. I started recording this thing, and Parkland happened during the middle of it, so the timeliness of it was just bizarre and uncanny. But the authors reacted immediately and changed up what they needed to change up to reflect Parkland. So this stuff is right up to speed. Some of the best experts in the business. And get the security checklist as well. See, I got it out that time. But what we really know about mass shootings, that's what you'll learn. How to survive the attack and strategies, okay, for stopping a shooter. We know how to do these things. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it, please. It is disappearing on Monday. If you need the link, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.com, and I'll make sure to get it to you. One more thing before I go back to Lee, the gun writer Williams. I want to give a big shout-out to High Noon Holsters. I put an order in a couple weeks ago for a slide guard for my Glock 19X, and it came today. I love it. Between my new Lang barbecue cooker that I just got and the slide guard, I got the Ring Lizard, and it is out of control. I cannot wait. I mean, it's so fresh and new. I'm looking at the gun in the holster right now. I haven't even had a chance to put it on. Literally picked it up, got to the studio, just admired the thing, and I want you to see it as well, too. So I'll put a picture of it up on Facebook, or I'll get it out there on Twitter or something like that. Or you can just check out highnoonholsters.com. They're great folks over there, and they did me a super solid and got it to me pretty quickly, and I really can't wait to wear this thing. So I can open carry here, and I can't wait to show this thing off. Let's go to Lee, the gun writer Williams. Lee, this thing's beautiful. I got to tell you, it's the lizard skin. I love the exotic skin holsters.
Stop rubbing it in.
Oh, you're jealous. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay, I'll stop rubbing in my new slide guard ring lizard custom holster that I just got today that smells incredible, looks incredible, and is just cloaking my Glock 19X right now. I'll stop. Fair enough?
Yeah, I'm also a little upset you have to rub in the fact that you can open carry, and we don't have that right down here in Florida.
Well, you know, I let's kind of dovetail that into what I'm asking about. Because before the break, I said, does any man, and that includes women too, but that's because we're politically incorrect here. We say man, it means everybody, okay? Does any man have the right or possess the moral authority to tell you that you can't and to pass a law that says you can't? Does Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg have the moral authority to turn millions of her fellow citizens, neighbors, into felons overnight?
Absolutely not. As you know, I'm a very law-abiding man. I have nothing but respect for the letter and the spirit of the law. And I've thought a lot about this, a lot of conversations that you, based on a lot of conversations you and I have had.
Right.
And God forbid Florida passes a similar law like that, I would not obey it. I would not turn in my 30-round mags. I would not sell them, turn them into police, get them moved out of state. I believe that you have a right, a God-given right to self-defense. And who is any elected official to tell me how many rounds I will need to win a gunfight if I'm defending myself or my family? No, I believe you have a right to disobey those type of tyrannical laws.
Right, that is a tyrannical law, and I do agree with you, and I'm right there with you on that. I'm not turning those in.
No.
I'm not giving you my property. You don't have the moral authority to tell me that I can no longer own what I bought legally and have a right to possess. Because you say it ain't so, don't make it so. So, having said that, no. Now, this poses a problem for people in states like New Jersey who have to get identification cards to even buy a gun. Because the state knows who they are and where they are. So it poses an ominous threat to them. There's fear. We know where you are. But I ask this question. Do you really believe the authorities are going to go and get them? They could.
I don't know.
They
could. And I would, you know, if you asked me that 2 or 3 years ago, I would have probably said no. I wouldn't put it past them today. In those states, especially New Jersey, especially California, especially New York, and we could go on, I certainly wouldn't put it past them, Mark. I really wouldn't.
Well, you know, now we're talking confiscation. The same crowd that tells you that they don't want to take away your guns is trying to take away your guns. I go back to Connecticut on this. I've kind of talked about this a little bit. I think I asked this question earlier in the week. In fact, I know I did. But under what context we were talking, I don't recall. The fact is that Connecticut passed registration of quote-unquote assault weapons. And we all know virtually nobody, a very small fraction of assault weapons owners in Connecticut, stood in line and registered their assault weapons. And the state hasn't done anything about it. And you, myself, and others have called on the state, go. Go door-to-door, round these people up, put your money where your new law is, Governor. Send the state police out and start arresting law-abiding citizens and convicting them and turning them into felons. Start doing it. They haven't. They haven't. There's hundreds of thousands of them in the state of Connecticut. They don't have enough jail space. So it's kind of like Obama's red line with Syria. Don't you cross that red line, I swear. And then nothing gets done. So what does that tell you, Lee? How do you break that down? What does that mean?
Well, that won't prevent them from picking somebody off on the highway if they stop them and find one of those horribly deadly standard capacity magazines. They'll charge them. Part of me is incredibly happy that they haven't gone door to door because it would be a bloodbath. But, you know, having been in law enforcement, I would hearken back to who are they going to get to enforce this law? Because nobody I worked with would have done it.
Okay, great point. No, got to stop you there. Unfortunately, another break. But that I want to take into the – let's get provocative here. Because you said nobody that you worked with would have done it, and I believe you wholeheartedly. I know a lot of police officers, and I know not one of them would do it. I know that I've had conversations, that exact conversation with them. However, when we come back from this break, we're not talking about Florida or Georgia born and bred gun-owning private citizens who are now cops. We're talking about people who were born into an area with a deep hatred to firearms. Ooh, let's talk about this when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, continuing this fascinating, what is going to be a fascinating conversation now, with Lee the gun writer Williams from the Herald Tribune down in Sarasota, Florida. And I have a story about Tampa that I want to go to with you, Lee, also, but let's go back into this Jersey gig, and we kind of went down another rabbit hole here talking about law enforcement when I mentioned Connecticut. The parallels are palpable. You know, you're going to turn a million citizens into criminals overnight, felons overnight, not misdemeanor criminals, felons overnight, ruin lives, destroy their civil rights, take away their right to vote, their right to bear arms, all of their civil rights, put them in prison for over a year, possibly. Find them. Lord knows how much. These are Democrats. This is what the Democrats want to do to you in New Jersey. So, Lee, as former law enforcement, and myself as someone who knows an awful lot of law enforcement officers, I've had this conversation with them. No one I've talked to would go door to door. But we're not talking about, now understand, I'm not broad brushing all law enforcement as gun-hating kooks in New Jersey. Don't misunderstand me. But there are a lot more of them up there than there are down here. They grew up differently. They grew up in a different environment. They grew up in a Democrat gun-hating environment. And these are the same people that arrested Brian Aiken, for example. Lee, you remember Brian?
Who was pardoned. Terrible story.
Terrible story. But these are the cops that had discretion. They didn't have to arrest him. He wasn't breaking New Jersey law. Yet they did. Would those cops go door to door? I don't know. Would they?
All it takes is one, but you know, not seeing stuff or seeing stuff is one of the last very few freedoms a patrol officer has nowadays. I used to hear, you know, be on the lookout for seatbelt tickets. That's a new priority. Seatbelt tickets save lives. Well, nobody I worked with, like, we really didn't have a lot of time to issue tickets anyway, but much less seatbelt tickets. And, you know, if you don't see something, you don't see something. And it would be the same for me or for any switched-on officer up there in New Jersey, not wanting to give a man a permanent felony record for having an AR mag, a standard capacity AR mag, in the back of his car that he forgot to tuck in the trunk or wherever. I don't see a lot of good law enforcement wanting to do that. But like you said, all it takes is one, man. All it takes is one.
And then well, it takes, you know, one to arrest Shanine Allen.
Yeah.
It takes one to arrest Shanine Allen. It takes one, or in this case, two, to arrest Brian Aitken, knowing they're going to destroy his life, knowing he was in compliance with the law.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got a little deeper because it was almost like an ERPO thing. Extreme Risk Protection Order is now the new politically correct way of saying screwing you out of your rights without due process. Let's make that very clear. And Gaynor, I know Gaynor's listening in Salem, and I know Salem is listening too. Love that. Had to say that, Gaynor. But I saw your email. I'm talking directly to you, Gaynor. I saw your email. Police using new Washington state crime prevention law to seize guns from man in mental crisis. And he sends me a text message, and Gaynor does, Lee. It says, due process, ? Okay? This is, to even use the term slippery slope is too easy on this kind of stuff in 2018 America. This is very, very dangerous stuff when the government can come in and take away your constitutional rights without you even being present to defend yourself. Now, let's go a step further. Let's stay on Jersey for a second. State Senator Richard Cody, he's a Democrat, creates extreme risk protection orders with his bill S-2259, whereby firearms can be seized and constitutional rights suspended with little to no due process. The bill fails to penalize those who fabricate accusations, and it does nothing to improve public safety. Now, get this. Senate 160 by State Senator Vin Gopal, he's a Democrat, would allow for suspension of gun rights by unaccountable health professionals. Get this, including, get this, marriage counselors, social workers, and nurses to say, ooh, I think he's dangerous, and therefore have you adjudicated a wacko and have your guns taken away. A marriage counselor. I want you to think about social worker, you know, little Barack Obamas, little community social worker people. Think about it. Lee.
I don't want to think about it. These paraprofessionals having sway over my Second Amendment rights is scary.
Paraprofessionals. Gosh. Good. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's true. All right.
I mean, my heart goes out to nurses, but yeah, they're, wow, I'm blown away. And they'll probably pass. That's the sad part.
Well, they're all going to. Let me run through the rest of these, and we'll change the subject. I want to go to Tampa. Senator Linda Greenstein, S-2376. Linda is a she's a Democrat. Codifies New Jersey's quote-unquote justifiable need standard for the issuance of concealed carry permits. The bill is a striking blow to the basic fundamental right to self-defense outside the home. It creates a standard so onerous that nobody can meet it. Hence, the issuance of permits in New Jersey becomes non-existent, which it virtually is anyway. Now, there are two more. S-2245 by Senator Fred Madden, Jr. Fred Madden, Jr., he's a Democrat. Bans handgun ammunition, which is already banned under federal law. It does nothing to improve public safety. And quoting the ILA is just a classic example of the asinine nature of New Jersey gun laws as a whole. There is nothing more than political pandering to gun banners. The final one, S-2374, again by Senator Linda Greenstein, I think I mentioned she's a, a Democrat, would require background checks on all firearm transfers. Again, redundant because all transactions in New Jersey require a background check. The private transfer of long guns requires an FID card, and the issuance of that card requires fingerprinting, a background check, and references, among other things. It does nothing except add another layer of bureaucracy and fees to an already cumbersome and duplicative process in New Jersey. Lee, wrap that up for us, and then we'll move on to Tampa.
Well, the weather is beautiful down here in Florida. That's all I've got to say. Head south, folks. Head south. We have some freedom down here.
You do. Florida still has some freedom, but perilously close.
Yes. Yes.
Perilously close in what I consider to be, it's Florida, my adopted home state anyway, but perilously close to losing some of those freedoms. In fact, you did already through the pen of Governor Scott, who I believe his political career is finished. And again, I said yesterday, if I'm wrong, I'll eat a piece of paper on air. I'll write it down that I was wrong and I'll eat that. I think his political career is done and good. Good. Because pandering never got you anywhere, Governor Scott. Trust me, Bill Nelson is going to clean your clock. You didn't pick up any votes. You lost a ton of votes. You didn't pick up anything because those people who aren't going to vote for you aren't going to vote for you anyway. Let's make that clear. Plus, I have a feeling that that is going to be found unconstitutional in a court of law. I'm talking about the 18 to 21 gun ban. Okay. Tampa. Did you see what Bob Buckhorn, Mayor Buckhorn's doing? He's a, what do you call him? He's a Democrat. You see what he's doing? By any chance, are you familiar with that? Yeah, this is pretty new stuff breaking here.
I have not, brother. I have been buried in veterans issues for the last week.
Yeah, we're going to go there in the next segment. I want you to tell us what you're doing. Mayor Buckhorn is now demanding that the city retirement board drop assault weapons and ammo from pension fund manufacturers, lawful American companies, from their pension fund. Now, get this. Apparently, Tampa and Buckhorn, he's that Democrat, has ordered or found that a certain group of manufacturers, accounting for about 300,000 of Tampa's approximately $800 million general employees retirement fund, which is statistically insignificant, I might add, be moved because Bob Buckhorn wants to do the right thing and claims, like a majority of gun owners, he recognizes the glaring difference between guns used for hunting or self-defense and those weapons whose only purpose is the killing of human beings. Lee, when we come back, I want to get your commentary on that, and then I want to talk about your veterans issues and what you got cooking, because you're always doing really cool stuff. Lee, the gun writer Williams, returns with me here in these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, this is it, the complete mass shooting survival guide. This is it. Last time I'm going to mention that. Monday it flips and changes to a new promotion, but you can still get it. You can get it all weekend long. Get it through the Sunday MonsterCast. I'll be still be telling you about it on the Sunday MonsterCast, but it's the last time I'll tell you about it today. So make sure to go get this thing. The 9-chapter PDF guide is fantastic, and it is as up-to-date as it can possibly be. The authors are the best in the world. In fact, I spoke with Michael Martin today, who wrote a fantastic piece about surviving that type of event. And he was one of the authors that went back in and changed things up to reflect Parkland. In fact, again, that's how up to speed this thing is. And I spoke briefly with Michael today. I'm, again, really sorry that I couldn't be at the USCCA Expo. I'm sure a lot of you are there right now. Kudos to you. Mad props. Wish I was there shaking your paw. But most of you know why I'm not, and I know you respect that. So family had to come first. That's just the way it is sometimes in life, right? But this guide is available for you. Michael's there. I'm sorry I was Michael, if you're listening, was unable to see you and everybody else. But the thing is still up there. Go get it while it's available because it's free, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Learn what we know about these type of events. You can survive these things. Not with little sticks, not with little, you know, river-polished rocks thrown by a bunch of wacky liberals. That doesn't work. We know what works. We teach about it, and I did the voice work for you so that you can listen while you're driving. You also get the checklist, the emergency checklist for your school, office, or church, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. All right, Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Buckhorn is now feel goody, do goody, got to do something. Get this. Get this. They've also asked Morgan Stanley, which invests $15 million in holdings in the city's WikiWatchy fund, to remove a pawn brokerage investment because of its gun-related holdings.
Ugh. Pandering. It's just pandering. It's just the in thing right now for Democratic politicians. I hate to say it. It accomplishes nothing other than they think it makes them look good. That's disgusting. This tool will pass. I know there are 16 Republican lawmakers right now who are looking for the GSA to revisit a Citibank contract worth $700 million. Which is very similar to what they did with Delta. That's what pandering, that's what their pandering can lead to and should lead.
Well, hopefully it does. Hopefully it does. Yeah. And we saw that here in the state of Georgia where Delta got whacked for about $50 million in fuel taxes. So, excuse me, I hope that we see that at the federal level. We are talking about the infringement of constitutional freedoms, protected freedoms and rights, and this kind of garbage cannot stand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's clear. You know who hates your guns. You know who it is. I don't have to tell you this. I've been telling you about it for years and been right every step of the way, and they just continue to prove me right every step of the way. Boy, really something. Really, really astonishing. Okay. You have a piece up, too. I got to go to this one with you, too. You have a piece up at thegunwriter.com that I thought was great. A little education and the facts on AR-15 rifles. Now, I happen to know you're a big AK guy, okay?
Guilty as charged.
Nothing wrong with that. My first assault weapon, and I'll use their term, the first assault weapon I bought during the ban, because it really didn't ban assault weapons. It just banned certain cosmetic features, was a thumbhole stock Arsenal SLR-95 AK-47, which is probably one of the finest made. Okay.
Yeah, it started out well.
I started out well, and as soon as the ban expired, I went ahead and put a proper stock on it. But I loved that gun. But the AR-15, so many misconceptions. Let's just share one part. The AR-15 rifle is not an assault weapon. AR stands for Armor Light Rifle. It's a platform, not a rifle. While most people equate the AR-15 platform with military variants, the company was actually founded in 1954 with the goal of developing a civilian market gun using modern materials and manufacturing technologies. So when people tell me it is a weapon of war, I try to share the facts. It was not until 1963 that the United States Air Force purchased 85,000 M16s, which was a fully automatic rifle with seriously upgraded metallurgy. I explain it simply. An AR is a Chevy Malibu with a racing stripe. It is not an IndyCar. Any real gun knowledgeable vet will tell you these facts are correct. You're a gun knowledgeable vet. Are those correct facts?
Yeah, they are. And this was written for us by Dan McGonigal, who is a NRA training counselor, meaning he can make training, he can make instructors. And he's a great friend and a great guy. And everybody that has questions about the AR, I refer to this piece because it is the ultimate primer on the AR. It's a beautiful, beautiful written piece. Dan's a Coast Guard veteran and a training counselor and just a hell of an all-around nice guy.
You know, and he reminds us in this piece, the flintlock, the percussion cap, the rolling block, the bolt action, and the lever action have all been used in United States conflicts at one time or another. This is why when talking points are used calling the AR platform a weapon of war, the people who truly know firearms shrug their shoulders. But you know what? The facts don't matter, Lee. The left doesn't give a crap. They do this. They draw this narrative, and they're driving this narrative. And as a result, this is the term that gets into the lexicon. And boom, it's impossible to remove it. That's why shows like this are so vital and so important that we get this word out. All right, vets, we've got about 3 minutes. You do a lot of great stuff with vets. Let me tell you what I ran into here at Home Depot today. When I pull into Home Depot here in Georgia, there are 6 spots reserved for Purple Heart licensed vehicles. And I think that is outstanding. You know, you go into places and you see 15 to 20 handicap spots that are always empty, maybe one car in it. And no offense, handicap drivers, but I see a number of you pull in, get up, and walk into Home Depot, but you still got the handicap thing on your car. Meanwhile, I was very pleased to see half of those at my Home Depot replaced with the vets. And I've seen a number of the vehicles in there, the Purple Heart licensed vehicles, Lee. This is powerful stuff, and you wrote about it. Go for it.
Yeah, it's about time that we recognize this. It's about time that people realize that the sacrifice that some of these people have made, and it's the very minimum we can do for them, is give them a spot closer. A lot of them won't take it. I speak to a lot of vets since the story came out, Mark, and they're not they don't take them. They don't feel they deserve it, even though they do. They want it for somebody who's a little worse off than they are.
Not surprising.
In chairs here, you know, that need the extra room to get their chair out of their vehicle and get into it, but they won't take them. It's neat. It's a testament to them and to their sacrifice that they made. None of the guys think that they should deserve them, but even though they all do, and I certainly do, it's a neat story. I hope it catches on. A lot of this is paid for by the Wounded Warrior Foundation. I know there's a lot of other veterans groups that are doing it. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is, and I'm glad you drew some attention to this in your writing. We've got about a minute and a half. What other work have you been doing with vets? You've been spending a lot of time this week.
We're in the middle of a huge project on veterans with PTSD who are finding relief through marijuana. And if you allow me one plug, one of my reporters and I are working on this massive project. We're seeking veterans who are finding relief through cannabis. If they're interested, we don't even in talking to us, we'd love to have them in the story. We don't even need to use their names. You can contact me at thegunwriter.com or my guy, Billy Cox. He's at billy.cox@heraldtribune.com. That's billy.cox, C-O-X, at heraldtribune.com. This is a 6 to 8 month project, Mark, and the results will just, you'll find it amazing.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I got to point this out because it's been a topic of discussion before, and I think the two of us have discussed it before. Holders of legal marijuana cards, whatever it is in states that have legalized marijuana, you got a problem on your 40, you got a problem on your 4474s, okay, 4473s, on your NICS background checks forms. You got to be careful here, and I know you're finding it. A lot of you are willing up, but you're giving up your right to buy a new firearm because the ATF has changed that question and made it clear that it includes holders of marijuana cards. So you got to be careful with that. I do want to throw that out there on those NICS checks, okay? Don't lie on those forms. And I had to say that. But I'm looking forward to seeing it. When will it come out? We've got about 5 seconds, real quick.
This summer.
Okay, good. TheGunWriter.com, Lee Williams, TheGunWriter.com. It doesn't get any more beautiful than that. TheGunWriter.com. I love it. Thank you, Lee, for everything that you do, not just in Florida, but all over the country. Always great to have you here. Until we meet again, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without, never leave your cave without your club. And I hope to see you. Well, I hope you're at the USCCA Expo. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but we'll see you at the next one.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.